Saeed Minhas is a newspaper editor in Pakistan. Today, though, he's here in the United States. He's in Washington, D.C., and he has been observing this American presidential election and reporting back to his newspaper called Aaj Kal. Saeed, you have been crisscrossing the country. You have gone to political rallies, talked to average Americans, talked to political leaders here. Since you're exposed to the American perspective, how can you explain to us that skepticism that you hear about in Pakistan and the way those people who Aaron talked to are seeing things differently from the way we see them here? Explain it for us.
All these suicide bombers, all these missiles, they are bringing in more agony for people of Pakistan. And it's sort of on the doorsteps of the urban population also, which was somehow immune to these kind of things, that something was happening in the far-off lands in tribal areas. But now it has traveled to the urban centers, and for last almost 2 years, we don't know that which place is safe in Pakistan anymore.
Saeed, let me interrupt there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't know which areas are safe. The United States has been pumping a lot of money during the Bush administration into Pakistan. Explain to us what realistically Pakistanis expect that the next president, Barack Obama, could do to try and ensure more security among Pakistanis who, as you say, are feeling extremely insecure and unsafe right now.
There are a couple of things we are expecting. First of all, President Bush has given us about $10 to $12 billion in the 5 years. The only concern for me as a journalist there, that there has been no question from the government of Pakistan, which was run by a military dictator, that what they are doing with that money, what we are giving you, and what are the results against the money. And they used to get even double payments on same account, and these kind of things were going on.
You're saying there's no oversight on the part of the United States as to what's happening to that $10 to $12 billion?
That's what my impression was, that in the initial 4 years, they didn't have any oversight. And after that, they got so overconscious that they questioned each and every move, that every dollar where it's going. But why didn't they do that in the initial 4 years?
Well, why were they sleeping? So what could Barack Obama have done differently?
First thing is that goodwill which has been developed through these elections, Barack Obama can just enhance that goodwill by giving at least the hope message to the people. Second thing is, a new democratically elected government has come into power. They need certain kind of assurances and backings, and without money, they can't have those kind of assurances and backings.
What specifically would Pakistanis need to hear from Barack Obama?
The policies need to be clear, that what they want to do in Afghanistan, because there is a whole lot of confusion going on there.
You mean as to whether United States military or unmanned drones can go into Pakistan without permission from the Pakistani government, looking for Osama bin Laden, Taliban, Al-Qaeda? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, certainly, because on this front, Barack Obama has been on record saying that he wants to trace him, whether he's in Pakistan or Afghanistan. So if he wants to trace him, fine. We also want to trace him, whether he's alive or not. That's a different question. But how they are going to go about this, that is the major question, because the moment an American bomb falls on our lands, people of Pakistan feel more agonized and the anti-American feelings grow more.
Okay, Saeed Minhas, editor of the Pakistani daily newspaper Aaj Kal, who's been following the U.S. election from the United States. Very nice to speak with you. Safe travels home.
Thank you very much.